Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Brief report. This advice isn't going to go real long because it doesn't need to. Brief report about my advice for Donald Trump going into the debate. We're going to go through it. It's going to be concise, just got a few things. And if he just does a few things, it's over. It's over. You know that Kamala Harris is in a hotel right now? Oh, no, not for that reason. She's in a hotel to prep for the debate with a Trump imposter, and they're telling her what her views are. She's trying to memorize what her views are. Don't piss off the American people now. No fracking. Oh, we're not going to tax tips. And well, Medicare for all, it's an option, but we don't want to cut into private health care. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay, now, who am I? I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. Good to be with you. Please share this. Give these to, I'm serious. Don't preach to the choir. Give these to liberals who need to wake the hell up. Seriously. Okay, we're brought to you by great product, a video. A free video by Dr. Amy Lee, board certified, world-renowned expert on nutrition. And she said, you know what the federal government's doing to us? They're making us unhealthy. Oh, no, she's not talking about the V word, okay? No, we're not talking about that. We're unhealthy because the federal government's saying there's three health foods out there. Everyone should have this in your diet. And Dr. Amy Lee says, no, it wrecks your skin, makes your joints ache, and it does all the kinds of debilitating things. No, you should get away from this. It's not a normal sign of aging like people think. It's debilitation caused by bad nutrition. And she's so upset by it because other countries in Europe, they've banned these three foods. Not in America, because money talks and you know what walks. So here we go. Amy Lee has made a video, a free video. That says this is what you have to avoid. Completely free. Go to three. That's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Three, the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're watching this on any of our social media, all you got to do is click the link in the description box. Get healthy today. And Dr. Lee couldn't have made it easier for you. All right. My advice to Trump is this. First of all, general comment. General comment. Love this. General comment is this, is that Kamala is going to imitate Trump's policies. That's a generalization of her flip-flopperoos. Okay. Trump should carry inside his jacket a MAGA hat. And when she gets to about her third point and it's Trump's turn, he should pull out the MAGA hat and says, hey, I think you should put this on. Honorary member of MAGA because you're spouting all my policies. That would be the number one thing I would do. I'm not kidding, folks. You go, well, that's a stage prop. That's a stunt. Yes, that's right. That's what wins in politics. Trump's best line ever in a debate is when Hillary Clinton says, we can't have people like Donald Trump in charge of the justice system. And he said, yeah, because if I was, you'd be in jail. That was a great line. The MAGA hat might even surpass that. So I would recommend he does that stunt. The second thing is that every time she says, I'm for blah, 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 and we know that now for her policies. And Trump says, yeah, that was kind of funny, Kamala, because back then you said this. You're against fracking. You're going to stop fracking coal. And me, I'm going to drill, baby, drill and bring the cost of everything down. Now, you people have to decide. Do you want to vote for Kamala because she's pretty and she laughs and spouts the Nazi propaganda, joyous strength? That was a phrase the Nazis used. Can't make that up. Look it up. Or do you want to go with someone who's going to put food on your table, who's going to bring the prices down because we're going to drill and oil is going to be plentiful? We're going to be exporting. The prices are coming down. Jobs are going to grow. Oh, and she says she's going to build the border fence. She opposed me on the border fence. Well, I had a border bill that was, yeah, we were going to pass. Yeah, that border bill had nothing but pork in it for Ukraine. You see, all he has to do is point counterpoint. Now, what am I saying overall? Your views are just terrible. That's the worst thing he could do. Once he gets into a personalized attack, she's bringing him down to her level. And I'll tell you what, she can't counter what he can say. Her record speaks for itself. And I think he needs to keep saying that. Kamala, again, you're flip-flopping. Your record speaks for itself. On this date, you said this about this particular topic. That's the only thing he needs to do. And here's what ABC is going to do. And I'm sure they prepped Trump for this. Her questions are going to be softball. Trump's questions are going to be about his convictions. And he should say this: I'll answer this one time. And whatever she brings up, I'm not going to respond to it. Because here's the deal. Okay, these bogus election interference charges are disappearing. And they're the convictions. They're on appeal. The judge has now hit the chicken switch and he's delayed sentencing till after the election because he knows he has no case. He knows as soon as we get in the appellate court, he's going to be embarrassed. And also, too, Alvin Bragg knows he's in trouble because he concealed evidence and that the judge broke lots of rules. That's all I'm going to say on this. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And if Kamala Harris wants to build her campaign on phony baloney prosecutions and convictions that are going to be overturned, so be it. Let me ask you people, how's that going to put food on your table? I have the track record. She doesn't. Simple, simple. Stick to the facts, Donald. Have one stunt, something like the hat or something else. Do an attention getter that no one's going to forget. See, no one forgot that comment. Well, you'd be in jail. No one ever forget that comment. He needs to do something in that debate. And probably about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way through, I would slam that on and like America's going to go, holy. Exactly. Hey, Trump is going to kick her butt because I guarantee you, Tulsi is hammering Trump. Standpoint, Donald, standpoint. And sometimes he does wander, but he was one hell of a good president until the COVID and all those people, you know. Best economic president in the history of this country. Say your prayers, because I think this will go a long way towards determining what will happen. We'll see you back here next time.